All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. If you should need assistance during the call, please press 0, and an operator will come back online to assist you. Thank you. Ms. Miller, you may begin your conference.
Great. Thank you. This is Julia Miller from EPA, and I have Emma Zinsmeister here with me. We are from the State and Local Climate and Energy Program. Eileen, I'm going to ask you to advance the slide here so we can get started. Okay, great. So today we are going to hear from Terry Cruz. Initially, she's going to talk about different planning frameworks for adaptation, climate adaptation planning and implementation. Then we're going to hear from Kurt Malchow from the California Natural Resources Agency to talk about a state perspective. Then we'll move on to Michaela Engert from Keene, New Hampshire. She's going to give a local perspective. And then at the end, we'll take Q&A. So next slide. A little bit about the logistics on this webinar. We are expecting a few hundred people. So because of that, to keep background noise down, everyone's going to be muted throughout. But you will be able to submit your questions in writing, and we'll get to that in a second about how to do that. Most importantly, the agenda, the presentations, additional links and background information is available at these two links. I know that they're posted currently on that second link, the epatechforum.org, and they should be posted within the next couple days on that first link, the epa.gov/state-local-climate site. And then after we get transcripts and the audio recordings and everything else, we will post everything, all the resources, all the recordings on these two websites as well. Next slide. Okay, so if you have questions, you need to submit it through the question pane that you can see on your screen. We're going to compile these, and then during the Q&A session, we'll go through and answer as many questions as we're able. If you can specify the name of the presenter you'd like to direct your question to, that would be really helpful. And then when we're done, if there are questions that we didn't get to, we will try to compile those and get those answered as best we can and get them back to you. Next slide. At the end of the webinar, there's going to be a really brief survey. This is to help us figure out how to serve you all better and to address topics that are of interest to you. So I would really encourage you, if you're able, to answer that questionnaire at the end. Next slide. So I'm going to talk really, really briefly about our program here at EPA, the State and Local Climate and Energy Program. Basically, we help states and local governments reduce greenhouse gas and criteria pollutant emissions using clean energy strategies. And we define that as energy efficiency, renewable energy, and combined heat and power. And then we also provide all sorts of tools and resources to help folks look at the other benefits besides the air quality benefits. Next slide. This is just a screenshot of our website. We have all sorts of tools and resources, guidance documents, case studies, et cetera, including information on adaptation. I'm not going to run through this because you all have the link, and you can go there for more information later. Next slide. I did want to talk for just a second. We do have, on the state side, we have a Climate and Energy Partner Network, and if you're interested in signing up, you can go to that link at the bottom of this page. If you sign up through the network, you get a weekly summary of all sorts of news activities related to climate and energy. There's a listserv that we have, and then finally, we work with folks to get more feedback on topics that are of interest for webinars, such as the webinar today. Next slide. On the local side of our program, we offer a number of different resources similarly with the states, to help promote energy efficiency, clean energy, climate mitigation, including a number of the items listed here. We have several documents, our Climate and Energy Strategy Guide series, which covers a range of topics and how you can design and implement programs for climate mitigation. We have a number of webcasts throughout the year, similar to the webcast that we are having today, and we also are showcasing case studies of successful projects across the country through our Climate Showcase Communities grant program. All of these resources are available at the link at the bottom of the slide, and we encourage you to access them and check them out for more information. Next slide.
In addition to the local and state programs, our group also offers the U.S. Heat Island Reduction Program. This program specifically can help address heat impacts from climate change. The Heat Island itself is a microclimate where densely urban centers can be anywhere from 3 to 23 degrees Fahrenheit hotter than their surrounding areas. And through this program, we promote the opportunity to reduce temperatures and address public health through medium and long-term planning using specific types of infrastructure. So, for example, using trees and vegetation to increase shading and therefore cooling, using green or cool roofs, or lastly, using cool pavements. To get more information about these particular heat island mitigation strategies and learn more about the heat island effect and how it impacts public health and what you can do to prevent it, please check out the website, www.epa.gov/heat islands.
Next slide. Okay, I mentioned a little bit earlier that we do have several resources on adaptation on our EPA webpage, and the links are here again. And for those folks who maybe didn't participate on last month's webinar, today's webinar is the second in a series of three. Last month's webinar was on climate impacts and risk communication, and actually we already have we have all the resources from that posted online at the link I provided earlier. And then next month's webinar will be on federal resources and support for climate change adaptation, and the registration link is shown there at the bottom. Next slide. These are other resources that we thought you all might be interested in, including a report from US EPA and from other organizations and agencies. So I would really encourage you to go look at these when you get a chance. Next slide. And finally, here is our contact information, and once again at the bottom, if you're interested in signing up for our state and local climate and energy listserv, you can do so through the link at the bottom. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Catherine Morris from the Keystone Center, who's going to be our facilitator today.
Thanks, Julia. Just before I introduce our first speaker, I want to tell you a little bit more about Terry. The hints for those of you who might want to remove the control bar panel on your screen so that you can get the full view of your slides. There is a red arrow at the top left tab on your control bar, and if you hit that, that'll minimize it and get it out of the way.